Det var fantastisk. Evening, everyone. You join a very tired Robert in walking along a pavement in Westminster. How's it going? Well, either jump on the bus if it's here. I think I heard a bus. Maybe it's not here. No, I can't have heard a bus. Right, in that case, we're going to ignore the bus stop. We're going to go and spend Vance and come back and get a bus, hopefully. It's not exactly warm out here, but it could be worse. I was expecting it to be a bit colder than it is, so pleasantly surprised that I'm not freezing just yet. Forward advance, good lad. Oh, you're in a hurry, aren't you? Come on then, find the curb. Come on then, let's go then. Busy boy. Okay, good lad, Vance. Doing a big busy. You can hear a bus now, but I think hopefully that's the other side of the road. Good boy, Andy. Good boy. All right, wait there. Oh, he needed that. Right. Okay, Vance. So, forward, Vance. Forward. It's, probably about 10 o'clock now, 10 to 10, somewhere like that. And, I've only just left work. I'm heading home now. Find the bus stop, Vance. Really looking forward to just going to bed. So, so tired. Find the way, Vance. Good boy. Go on then. Good lad. That's it then. Right, so we're waiting at the bus stop that we walked past a moment ago. And hoping that a 507 comes along at some point in the relatively near future. Actually, maybe it is colder than I thought it was. And I've only got a shirt and suit jacket, so no additional coat. I'm somebody who really feels the cold, so maybe I should have dressed a bit more warmly today. But it's June, for pity's sake, and it's only 2-3 weeks till the longest day. There's a depressing thought. One of those evenings today. I hadn't intended to stay so late in the office, but I couldn't find something and spend forever finding it, and time ticked by, and before long it was 9:30, and thinking, perhaps I ought to go, and it's dark now. Yeah, you know, almost Midsummer's Day. Yeah, I'm going home in the dark. It's probably not a good thing. Vance just sat down. Probably a good idea. Bus always takes forever. Funny sound. Sort of whiny, whistly noise. Exciting stuff can I talk about? Probably not very much. Fee went home this morning. And I know that she made it back to Worcester okay, as I've heard from her. What have I got this week? I've got a trip to Cardiff on Wednesday. It's going to be exciting. bit of a trek to go there and back, but that's what I'm doing. And Friday, Mum's coming again. Saturday, I'm going with Dad and Mark to see The Who at the O2, so very much looking forward to that. That's the end of my run of 3 concerts in a month. Starting with Eric Clapton and Mark Knopfler and finishing with The Who. And then Fee is going to come on Saturday night, I think. And so we're going to have a full house very briefly, Saturday night, Sunday morning. Still no bus. Must have just missed one. I tried looking the times up, the live times up before leaving the office, but for some reason it didn't want to work, so I have no idea really. There are worse songs to play at full volume. I can still hear it. This is ridiculous. So I'd leave this recording. You might want to leave me now, though, if you're bored. This could go on for a long time. Or you can just listen to the evening, nighttime sounds of Westminster. Which largely consist of traffic. A load of people swearing off to my left. Sounds like a bus. Sounds like a bus. Yes, it is a bus. That's good. Hooray, 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 hooray. And he's gone and overshot me by miles. I don't know if we're getting out of the back. Open the door, Vance. Up one. Okay. Come on then. Right left.
5:07.
Come on, Vance. Come on here. And sit, please. Not used to getting on at the back door of the bus. Get a bit lost coming on. Usually the bus drivers on this route are really good at lining up the front door with where I'm standing. But maybe I was just a bit too far back for them to do it. Thrilling recording. Speak soon.